Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
There's zero excuses. You know what? Why the 49ers is so freaking refreshing to watch. And just coming off last year, and I brought it up, and I do believe there's just so much more mentally tough than last season. And a lot of that has to do with coaching and just having an arm around you, being a fiery personality. That stuff matters as we're, you know, monitoring the Giants and their managerial search for Tony Vitello. Apparently, according to some, there might be some mutual interest there. He's the front runner for the Giants managerial job, University of Tennessee baseball coach Jenny Vitello. If anything comes down the line, breaking news, we'll relay that to you. I promise. We're monitoring that. Warriors play tomorrow, open up their season against the Lakers. There's a lot happening in the Bay Area right now. But the best story in the Bay, bar none, is this 49ers team and what they've been able to do. And Robert Saleh being a massive part of that. Like, honestly, Joe, like, did you think you were going to get this version of this Niners defense? Like when Robert Saleh, when you heard that Robert Saleh was coming back to be the defensive coordinator of the 49ers, how did you feel about that?
Initially, I was lukewarm because I was like, we're going to go back down the same road. And like, I'm a big believer in like, I don't want to go backwards. Right. And like, whether it's Bruce Bochy, you know, Don Nelson came back to the Warriors and then it just like burned and crashed. I mean, we believe was great and people all remember that, but I remember them deliberately tanking at the end to keep their picks and them not suiting up anyone so they could get Harrison Barnes. Mm. They were going to lose their lottery pick that year.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I was very lukewarm, and I was way wrong. He's grown as a defensive coordinator. I'm seeing different things from him, you know, regarding how he's bringing pressure, where he's bringing blitzes. You know, the basically cover three zone defense that Pete Carroll ran, which is what he was a disciple of, could not be more different than what they're doing right now. I'm seeing combinations of man and zone. I'm seeing single high. I'm seeing some cover three. I'm seeing some cover two. I've seen them bring six. I've seen them bring edge rushers. I've seen them bring corners. I've seen them bring safeties. Like, he has really mixed it up. And I think the key for me isn't just what he's calling. It's that whoever's number gets called has the confidence and is prepared to make plays. That's big difference from just a play caller.
Let me just go through the names. You did this earlier. Let me just do it again. Tatum Bethune, not exactly a household name. We know him here. He was laying wood yesterday. Malik Mustafa, back, laying wood yesterday. Hell, even Jair Brown. Yeah, Jair Brown, who had five solo tackles yesterday, he had a hard hit in that game. Daryl Luter Jr.
Yep.
Bryce Huff. Malik Turner. Malik Turner had a hit in that game, too. You got Jason Pinnock. You got D'Amore Lenore, who not even nationally, I don't think people know who Lenore is. Maybe, but not like Sam Okwuanu. The list goes on and on and on of names where you're just like, how is this team that good? They held them to 10 points. Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts. These are top 10 picks in the NFL draft. People, Drake London, first-round talent. Michael Penix, a top 10 pick. Those are household names. They're the ones that are supposed to be doing what the Niners did yesterday. They couldn't do it. Coaching matters, people. Coaching matters. Kyle Shanahan, this is why I take him over most coaches in the NFL. This is why I'm taking Robert Saleh over most DCs in the NFL.
Possibly.
The juice is worth the squeeze with these guys.
Shanahan's been so good.
It's been so good.
Did you see what happened? He got all giddy.
Why?
Because it looked like Kirk Cousins was going to go into the game.
God.
I'm teasing.
Well, there was some shots that... No, Penix took some hits yesterday. I was like, oh my God, for a guy that has no ACLs, right? Does he not have any ACLs? Is that a real thing? Like, does he not have any? Or do they?
Who was the guy? DeJuan Blair? Was that the guy's name? The basketball player that was drafted by the Spurs who didn't have ACLs?
Like, that's...
No, I'm dead serious.
Insane.
Look up DeJuan Blair. I believe he had no ACLs.
You are correct. Yeah,
hey, I am correct.
DeJuan Blair, yeah.
DeJuan Blair.
DeJuan? I thought it was DeJuan.
No, it was D-A-G-J-U-A-N.
Yeah, now I'm so confused. Yeah,
I'm a big Juwan Blair fan.
You're thinking Juwan a man, the movie.
What, was he Purdue? What school did he go to?
Big Ten. More effort that.
Pitt. That's what it was.
No ACLs, huh?
You like that?
Well, it's basically Michael Penix yesterday. As he was trying to run around, he just didn't look confident either. Like, this is my little takeaway. We'll get to the calls. J-Dub, Tony, and Bobby. It's all about y'all's and your calls today. 888-957-9570. We are guest free.
I didn't know Rick Tittle was making an appearance today.
Rick Tittle, 888-957-9570. I love you, Rick. That was my three of an impression of Rick Tittle. But Michael Penix, like, he's got talent. And you kept hearing it on the broadcast yesterday. Y'all, he's got, look at that arm. Every time, and Chris Collinsworth kept saying this, every time he throws it, wow, just the arm talent, the arm talent. I was like, yeah, he's got arm talent. He wasn't very confident, though.
No,
like,
I don't think he sees the field well.
He wasn't seeing the field, and whether that's, you know, what the Niners were doing. But, like, I've seen a bunch of Falcons, because I feel like they've had, like, three or four primetime games this year. And, like, every time I watch it, I just come away like, okay, I kind of see it. Like, he had some throws, some back shoulder throws yesterday.
Oh, he had some really nice
impressive
throws.
But, like, the middle of the field, they didn't target at all.
No.
It was all outside and on the sidelines. I was just like, man, they have some weapons here. You'd think they'd go to Kyle Pitts in the middle of the field. You'd think they'd go to Drake London in the middle of the field. Darnell Mooney has some speed, and I know he had that. Darnell Mooney should have caught that ball he threw late yesterday on that final drive. That was a bomb. But I don't know. I didn't come away super impressed with Michael Penix. But again, part of that is because of the job Robert Saleh was doing defensively. And we talked about it heading into last week, Joe. Hey, make him beat you. Make him a pocket passer. And that's what they did to a T yesterday, and they only got 10 points. Let's go to J-Dub in Union City. He called us last week. What's up, J-Dub?
What's up, fellas? Good morning, obviously, first and foremost. Congrats to y'all and the Niners. Like you said, I called in last week. I told you what I was worried about, and everything I was worried about happened. Like y'all said, this game was a total summation of coaching matters, right? Like, you said it, Joe, like, we're a very basic, vanilla offense. That's just run on. We're talented than those people. But if you can out-coach the talent, you'll win. And I think that's what, obviously, with Kyle and Saleh running that offense and defense, good luck finding a better tandem of play callers and schemers in the NFL. And then lastly, like this, because obviously I know y'all got Niners fans you got to get to. Nothing is worse to me is, like, if someone calls you a losing franchise and they get to back it up. It's another thing when it's a kicker that does it and gets to back it up. Because remember, when Pinheiro signed, guess who the other team was? And he said, no, I want to go to San Francisco because I want a chance to win. He gets to kick the 56-yarder. We don't trust the kicker. We signed to kick a 52-yarder. So we go for the 4th-and-1. I mean, I don't know what else, you know.
Why was Bijan on the sidelines?
That's enough right there. I couldn't tell you because here's the thing, right? You talk about a 4th-and-1, Tyler's in the game. What just happened, two plays earlier to Tyler?
He got blasted by Malik Mustafa. Yes.
So do you think that you're, like, even though he's your battering ram of a running back, do you think he's a threat to run the ball in that situation?
No.
Not at all. So, again, that's what I'm talking about with coaching matters. Like, you're not fooling anybody by having Tyler out there with what just happened.
J-Dub, I'm going to tell you this. That Falcon roster, it's different, but in terms of all the talent and no coaching, reminds me so much of the Niners during Singletary's era.
It's the curse of Young Wei Koo is what I'm calling it. Ever since they released Young Wei, it's not been good for them.
Dude, all right? Panero?
Dude, he's got swagger. Dude. Eddie Money, Eddie Nanero, Panero bread is what Sam called him last week. I love
since
that.
Fred Otis Amy have I felt so good about a 49er wearing number 18.
Okay, wow, that's a deep guy. You feel good about that one.
Fred Otis Amy?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sac State?
It's pretty good. There we go. Stingers up, baby. Sac State, let's
look
go.
Look it up. Look it up.
I will. I think Eddie Panero spoke post-game. We'll get to some of the sound because he had some really good stuff.
He didn't need to speak. Well, he was celebrating, like throwing the money signs up. He's like the Johnny Manziel of kickers.
You know what? I'm not mad at it. He's got swagger. And you know what? This team needed the swagger. As Jake Moody, say what you want about him as a kicker, didn't have any swag at all.
Hey, I'm rooting for him with the Bears.
He was perfect yesterday.
I'm legitimately rooting for him.
He's been a positive for them. You know what? Could this be a win-win scenario? Maybe, just maybe. But Panero, for as much as we talked about, we even had the Carolina guy on to talk about kicking, which is hilarious. 55 yards plus. I mean, he's been money. He's been with room to spare. They said they don't like him kicking that far. Well, he's got the leg for it. That's all I care about as a fan.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Joe, special teams hasn't been a problem for them. Knock on wood. Well, there was almost a touchdown, but we won't talk about that.
They've been much better.
Much more improved.
Although Sky Moore scares the ever-living hell out of me.
Hey, he broke a couple tackles yesterday. You see Sky Moore out there? He had like a 15-yarder.
And then him running out of the way as they down one at the 5.
Well, that's called growth right there, right? Yeah, I don't want him to touch it. If it's inside the 10, just don't touch the ball. That's literally it. Just don't touch it.
Joe.
Bradley Pinion.
I'd rather never put a punter back there, quite frankly. And just let them down it wherever they down it, and everyone just get out of the way. Don't even block. Just wherever they punt it to is where they punt it to. And if they down it the 1, so be it. Like, I'm dead serious on that.
You know who's someone we never punt on? That's Bobby in Los Altos. If he's calling at our station, we're always going
to
put him on.
Before you go to him, Belichick has a rule. You do not reach over the goal line when you're in a goal line situation for fear of a touchback, meaning the ball getting fumbled out of your hands and going into the end zone. My rule, I'm dead serious on this. If I know that I don't have any returners that scare anyone and I'm afraid that they can even catch the ball, I don't even put anyone back there. That's what I would do. I'm dead serious on that. That's 30 years, 40 years of Niner football that is ingrained in me, that has ruined me when it comes to punt returns.
Bill Belichick, by the way, 0-1 all time against Cal Berkeley. Let it be known. Tough L for them on Friday night. Was Jordan Hudson on the sideline, Carter? You guys were there. No?
I was looking for a long time. It's been on pretty much the whole game.
Well, she might have been taking a class there on campus. Let's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.